This is the New Leaders Podcast, the podcast for leaders who want to master the new way of entrepreneurship. The new leader doesn't hustle, leads by example, intentionally creates whatever she wants, and mostly makes a difference in the world. I'm your host, Rihanna, business and mindset mentor, and I've built a six-figure business from scratch in 24 hours a week, doing what I love, making a positive impact on other people's lives. And you can do that too. In this podcast, I teach you how to combine strategy, mindset, and energy to build the most profitable business close to your heart. Every week, you can expect a new episode full of inspiring content that will help you build your dream business and fulfill your ultimate potential. Hello, beautiful people. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I have a super, super interesting podcast for you today. This is something I haven't heard in any other podcast. I haven't read in any post or content piece, but it's super important. This is something that can make a real difference on your business results if you start applying this. I'm talking about energetically aligning with your goals. Today, I'm going to share with you how you do that in an easy to understand and practical way. And this increases the chance of you actually hitting those goals. This could be the missing piece for you. But before we're going to dive in, I want to share with you that there is another free 3-week masterclass series coming up. This is a super valuable masterclass series that I've hosted last year as well, exactly 1 year ago. I got great, great response to this masterclass series. And in those 3 weeks, I am going to help you to create your business by design and get a consistent client stream, which is what everybody wants, right? So if right now you don't have a consistent client stream yet, but you want that, you definitely want to join this masterclass series. I'm going to talk about the kind of mindset you need in order to create a consistent stream of clients. I'm going to explain to you the strategy in a very practical and easy to understand way. I'm going to share with you the elements you want to get in place, strategically speaking. And lastly, obviously, I'm also going to talk about energy and how you can step into the energy to reach the goals that you're looking for. Super interesting, super valuable. It's free. You're more than welcome. The link is in the show notes. Okay. Having said that, let's dive into today's episode. If you know me, you know that I'm pro goal setting. I think it's very important to set goals. If you're ambitious, if you want to, you know, achieve a lot of things with your business, you want to set goals. You want to set revenue goals, other kinds of goals, but definitely set goals, because if you don't have a goal, you can't shoot, right? It's that logical. If you don't have a revenue goal, you can't create a strategy for that. So you definitely want to set a goal. And with that, I don't mean smart goal setting, because that, you know, it just makes me yawn thinking about it. Smart goal setting. I don't know if you have heard about it, but this is what they taught me in high school, that when you set goals, you have to set them smart. And smart stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based. And, you know, there's not so much wrong with the smart theory, but yeah, it's a little outdated, and I don't use it at all. This episode is also not about how to set goals. It's about once you've set the goal, what do you do to actually reach the goal? Because setting the goal is the easy part. Reaching the goal is the hard part. This episode is about what you can do on an energetic level to reach your goals. Because here's the thing. We are partly physical. You know, we have our physical body and what we do with that. And then we have our energetic body that's made up out of our vibrations, our thoughts, our feelings, our programming. And that energy is actually really, really powerful. It's invisible, right? It's invisible, but it's very, very powerful. And you've probably experienced that. You know, this is why two people who have exactly the same business, the exact same followers, the exact same strategy, and one is successful and the other one is not. This is the difference between those two. One is energetically aligned and the other one isn't energetically aligned, right? So the energy is a super important piece in reaching your goals. And I'm going to tell you exactly how you can align on an energetic level with your goals. This is basically boxes you can tick or not tick. So I'm going to go through a bunch of things and I want you to ask yourself, do I got that covered or do I still need to work on that, right? So let's say you set a revenue goal, okay? Maybe you just want to take a number in your head right now. Maybe the revenue goal for this year, or maybe the revenue goal you've set for next year, but take a revenue goal in mind. Now, what I always do first, I will look at the strategy. Like, what do I need to sell to get to that goal? And what is realistic? You know, because I don't want to sign 5 one-on-one clients per month. You know, that's way too much for me. Then, you know, I can't get my work done in 24 hours a week. So make a realistic strategic planning of what that could look like. It always starts there. Then the next step is I'm going to check with myself, am I energetically in alignment with my goals? The first thing I ask myself is, am I detached? Did I detach my self-worth from this goal? If you want to hear more about this specific topic, connecting your self-worth to revenue goals, then you need to listen to an episode that I recorded that I think 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago that lots of people have listened to. It's a very popular episode. Then you want to listen to that episode. But in order for money to free flowly and for you to thrive, you want to detach your self-worth from your goals. So if I don't reach that goal, do I then still feel worthy? Am I currently completely convinced of my own worth independent of any goals that I reach? That is the foundation. If you struggle with this, you want to listen to that episode. It's called Stop Connecting Your Self-Worth to Your Revenue. So I checked up with myself. Am I detached? The second question I ask myself is, do I believe in my heart of hearts that I can and will get there? If you don't believe that you can reach that goal, chances are very small that you will. Why? Because our brain is constantly trying to find evidence for the things that we believe in to be true. So if you currently think that you are unworthy, you will find evidence that that is true. If you believe that the law of attraction is bullshit, you will find evidence all the time that that is true, and you will actively but unconsciously ignore the evidence that what you believe is untrue. In other words, your brain is working very hard every day to show you that your beliefs are true. And so your beliefs are very, very important. The good thing is that you can work on that. If you currently realize, I'm not there yet, my goal is 100,000 euros for next year, but I don't in my heart of hearts really believe that I can hit that goal. There are things that you can do. You can talk yourself into it. You can ask yourself, why am I going to hit 100,000 euros next week? You can ask yourself that too. But I meant next year. Why? And make your mind come up with reasons why you're going to hit that goal. This is a way of convincing yourself. You can simply have your brain get used to the idea. So introduce the thought and maybe even the vision to your brain and tell yourself, I'm going to hit this goal. I know I can. You know, start telling yourself a different story and you will see yourself believing it at one point. You can make yourself believe everything, but you do have to put in the effort. So the second question is, do I believe I can do it? If I do, great. If I don't yet 100%, I need work there. Start by asking yourself the questions, why will I hit that goal? What are reasons for me to hit that goal? Why do I know I can do it? And start visualizing. Start visualizing until you believe that you can actually hit that. Even if you are at a point where you just believe that you can hit it someday instead of this year or next year, you know? That's the first step. All right. The next question you want to ask yourself is, am I happy with where I am now? If you find yourself currently unhappy or unsatisfied with where you are now in your business because you feel behind, or because you're comparing yourself with others, or because you are focused on the scarcity and what's not there yet, what's not happening for you yet, then that's a sign that you're not in energetic alignment with your goal. You're basically swimming against the current, and so that's something you want to shift, because you're currently focused on what you don't have, right? That's where your focus goes. That's where energy flows, and that's not where you want to go. You're basically, well, you're going in the opposite direction. What you want to do is you want to shift your focus to where you want to go without feeling the scarcity right now. And I am speaking from experience when I say this is not always easy. It's not always easy to be focused on your goal and with where you want to go without feeling that currently it's not enough, right? But it's important. It's important that you can feel that right now you are exactly where you need to be. So this is a question that you want to ask yourself frequently. Am I happy right now with where I am? When you're not happy, that needs shifting. Ask yourself, why am I not happy? How can I change my focus from where what's not happening for me right now, what I don't have, to what I do already have? That's eventually where the key is. If you're in a place of feeling unhappy and frustrated right now with where you are in your business, the first step is accepting it. Accepting it is the first step. Don't expect yourself to go from unhappy to happy, right? You just need to go from unhappy first to accepting, to saying, hey, I accept where I am right now completely. And then from there on, you can start moving up the ladder, basically, up the ladder of vibrations and feeling better and better about where you currently are. Because when you can feel that, then you are in energetic alignment with your goal. Next question you want to ask yourself, something that I also ask myself is, am I ready to receive? And your first response to this question might be, of course, you know, I am so ready to receive the wealth and the money and the success, you know, bring it. But let's dive a little bit deeper, because here is the thing. Your brain's job is not to make you happy or successful. Your brain has been designed to keep you safe. Your brain wants to keep you exactly where you are. That's why it's so hard to get out of your comfort zone, because your brain is literally against you, right? Your brain doesn't want you to go out of your comfort zone. Your brain wants to keep you where you are quote unquote safe, right? This is also where your unconsciousness comes into play. We have our conscious thought, the thoughts that we, you know, think out loud, the thoughts that we are conscious of that we're thinking. But then there are all these unconscious beliefs. And it's those unconscious beliefs that are basically behind the wheel in your life and in your business. So you do want to shed a light on that and say, hey, do I have any beliefs, conscious or unconscious, that are not helping me to become successful, that are basically feeling that make me feel, how can I explain this? To your brain, success might be unsafe. Let me give you a few examples to clarify what I am trying to explain. So consciously, you know, more success and more money, it all sounds great and amazing. Unconsciously, we often have some resistance and some fears around that. For example, it's lonely at the top, right? That might be something that you've heard a lot in the last few years. It's lonely at the top. And that might have created a block towards success, because you're afraid that when you're at the top, you'll actually be lonely. Or maybe you're afraid of burning out. This is something that I've heard quite a lot within my clients, because a lot of people have experienced a burnout, and that experience can create a fear of getting another burnout. Of when I am successful, you know, I have to work so hard, then I'll probably burn out again. Or success, more success means more problems. So I don't want to allow success, because that means I'm also going to have to deal with more problems. So a question that you can ask yourself in order to discover if you have any resistance towards success, towards that money goal, is, what will break if I reach this goal? Or what am I afraid will break if I reach this goal? I'm afraid that I will have to work super hard and I'll be super tired and I'll not be able to be there for my kids. Or I'm afraid that I'm going to be more successful than my husband is, and that will ultimately ruin our marriage. Or I'm afraid that I will lose my mental health when I become really successful, because more success means more problems. Ask yourself that honestly. Are you ready to receive that? If you find any fears towards success, which are very common, now you know what you have to overcome, what you have to work on. All right. Then the next question that I ask myself, or something that I do regularly in order to get into energetic alignment with my goal, is I literally align myself on a regular basis with that version of myself. It's an exercise I do regularly with my clients, and it's an exercise that I love doing for myself also. So I try to put myself into the shoes of that version of me that makes X amount of money. And I ask myself, who is she? Who does she surround herself with? How does she invest? In what does she invest? How does she feel? What does her morning routine look like? What does she wear? What are her habits? How does she handle problems? How does she handle bad days? I try to put myself into her shoes as often as I can, and sometimes that leads to great aha moments or insights where you're like, oh my God, I can just see that I need to make this change. And sometimes those changes are pretty easy to implement. This week I realized that, you know, that version of myself goes to the gym regularly. And it's something that, you know, I fell off the wagon with my gym routine in the last months. And so I picked that up this week again. Same with, you know, getting up early and having a certain morning routine. But also with the way that I dress. But also when I have a situation in my business, I ask myself, how would this version of me handle this? What would she do? And well, that's an exercise that I love doing, and that I recommend you doing as well. Get clarity and implement as much as you can. If you want to dive deeper into this question, then a very valid question that you can ask yourself is, am I currently acting from my past, or am I acting from my future? Let me explain what I mean. You've been running your business for a while. You've had good experiences and you've had bad experiences. You've had people say yes, you've had people say no. You've been probably very disappointed. Maybe you've been ghosted. You've been failing. Maybe you've had a failed launch. Maybe you've had made the wrong investment. You've had a bunch of bad experiences probably, and those experiences, they traumatize us a little. And if you don't watch out, they determine your behavior at this moment. And I want you to become aware of that. So let's say that your last launch has failed, and that has probably, you know, disappointed you, hurt you, brought up fears and maybe other topics for you. Now, chances are that when you launch the same program again, now you take some of those experiences with you. So maybe you don't go all in because you're afraid of failing. Maybe you don't post that bold post because you're afraid that you're going to get negative hate reactions again. Or maybe you don't do your offer on Instagram because last time nobody responded and you're afraid that nobody will respond this time again, right? So
This is such a good question to reflect on, because if you want to grow, you want to take actions from the place where you want to go, right? What the thing we talked about before, you want to take actions with the energy from the person that has already got the results. You don't want to take actions based on where you are now or where you have been in the past. This is something that it's not always easy, because it's kind of automatic, right? Our brain teaches us, oh, that was a bad experience, so next time be more careful or don't do this again. But if you become conscious of it, you can easily, quote unquote, easily shift it, and this will make a huge difference in the results you create. So ask yourself this question: am I acting from a place of where I want to be, or are my actions infused with energy of fear of what happened to me in the past? All right, last question that I ask myself, a simple, very effective, important one, and it is, do I have faith? Do I currently feel a feeling of deep faith? And faith feels like inner peace. It's kind of the best feeling ever. It's this feeling that I just know inside myself, even if I don't see the evidence yet, I just know that this is going to work out for me. And it's the most strongest feeling ever. If you feel a feeling of deep-rooted faith, things are gonna work out for you. You are energetically in alignment with your goals. You are currently experiencing faith when you feel like everything is good as it is right now, and you have enough, you do enough, and you are enough. You are not experiencing faith if you're constantly focused on what is not happening yet. What you don't have yet. You are currently experiencing deep-rooted faith when you have the capability to let go of control. That's a sign of faith. Something I saw in one of my experience with one of my clients a few weeks ago, where she said, wow, I felt such deep-rooted faith, and because of that, I was really able to slow down in my holidays. I was really able to let it go, let go of control, and have faith that everything was gonna, you know, keep flowing. And she experienced this incredible flow in her business, right? So being able to let go of control is a great sign of trust. If you're currently extremely controlling and forcing, then that's a sign you're not currently experiencing faith. All right, beautiful people. I think this was an extremely valuable episode. I hope that it serves you. I hope that, yeah, you're going to use this episode. Maybe listen to it, you know, frequently, just to sort of do a check-in with yourself and to see if you are energetically aligned with your goals or if you have to shift something here and there. If you are in complete energetic alignment with your goals, it's almost impossible that you won't hit them. It's almost impossible, because you're swimming with the current, you know. Yeah. All right. I've talked enough for today. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time. Ciao.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the New Leaders Podcast today. If you love listening, I would be so grateful if you would leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify. Or let me know that you're listening by tagging me on social media. So, keep chasing your desires, beautiful, and I wish you an amazing rest of your day.